BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Beyond the forests, beyond the valleys, beyond the mountains, there's another world.
Come on, Fidelity.
You asked for it?
The world we see, the world of the mountains and the valleys, the villages and the farms, is nothing more than a veneer.
Try and hurt me this time.
Our world is no more than a painted shroud, masking what lies beneath.
Remember what I taught you, boy? When an opening arises, do not hesitate. Do you submit?
No.
How do you plan to win? You have lost your weapon.
Look over there. There's a fox. Fox.
You are my eldest son, Pryderi. You are a man now. In years at least, there are expectations that must be fulfilled, boy.
I'll train harder.
It's not about the combat. It's your whole demeanor.
I don't know why I bother.
Well, I think it's time you were married. Knowing a woman could be the making of you.
Married? So who?
King Bran of Gwynedd has made it known he is seeking suitors for his youngest sister. Now get yourself up to Harlech and see if you can secure Princess Branwyn's hand.
What's she like?
Her father is wealthy and important. She is irrelevant. Take Brigid with you. I'll keep you a bit of company. Oh, and one more thing. He's big. Very big. They call him Big Bran.
I thought his name was Bran the Blessed.
That's what you call him to his face.
From the Red Book of Hergest. These are the tales of the Mabinogi.
What are you looking so miserable about?
Have you ever been to North Wales?
It may not be as bad as they say.
It'll take days. What use will I be anyway?
You're a trainee poet, Brigid. You can keep me entertained.
Pryderi is not my brother by blood. I was orphaned as an infant and his father took me in. We were raised together like twins.
Tell me again how beautiful Princess Branwyn is.
He's even more of a pain in the arse than these saddle sores.
The bards of Gwynedd say she is perfect as a May morning. Her eyes give out light like the beams of the sun.
I'm not feeling it.
What?
I don't believe you believe it.
Well, I've never set eyes on her.
Bring Branwyn to life for me.
She could look like a bag of rusty arrowheads.
That's your job.
You'll have to make nice for her regardless.
Otherwise, what was the point in bringing you? Certainly wasn't for your cooking skills.
But I am not your servant, Pryderi.
Easy, boy. Easy.
What is that?
A hunt?
This deep in the forest?
The pack can't be seen through the thick undergrowth, but they sound close at hand.
Where are they?
They're all around.
A solitary hound emerges from the brush and pauses for a moment, gazing straight into Pryderi's eyes.
What kind of dog is that?
Coat a gleaming shining white, ears deep crimson red.
On your way.
Up ahead. There's a man on the track.
You there?
He's not moving.
You are Pryderi, son of Poeth. Prince of Dyved.
Strangely, I was already aware of that.
I would speak with you.
Who are you?
Will you break bread with me?
Yeah, we're in a bit of a hurry.
The journey from Arbeth to Harlech is a long one.
How do you know where we're going?
That is a fine stallion. There is a stream, and I can offer some oats. You'll reach your destination in time for the feast, and your horse will stride rather than hobble.
We should do as he says.
Why?
He's not of this world.
For most of the living, the barrier between the worlds is impossible to breach. For a very few, it is easy to pierce as the still black waters of a mountain lake.
You make a good broth.
The forest is my larder.
You can learn a thing or two here, Brig.
I'm not your cook.
Roasting a rabbit can't be that hard, can it?
Overdone or under?
Both. Half the thing was charcoal, half running with blood.
Cook your own dinner, then.
I've been looking forward to meeting with you, eldest son of Poyth.
Really? The pleasure is all mine. You haven't told us who you are.
We'll meet again when you come to live in my land. Then you will know me by name.
I'm not planning a move anytime soon.
All men come to be in my country eventually.
Why did you want to speak with me?
A bitter wind begins to blow. There will be division and dismay. Mothers will weep for their poor dead sons put to the sword. The wheat in the reaping fields will wither and blacken with mold. Fear will grip the people's hearts and hunger will haunt their bellies.
That's quite a gloomy outlook.
A day will come when the eldest son of Poyth must step forward and lead the people. I wanted to meet him and judge what measure of man he might be.
Well, I hope you like what you see.
I would say there is still work to be done.
Sorry, what's that supposed to mean?
You are not ready.
Could you be a bit more specific? You can't just come out with something like that and not back it up with some detail. Hello?
He's gone.
Beyond the forest, there is another world.
Of the other world, I swear to it.
You're not serious.
You saw the hound, those eyes.
It's a trick of the light.
Red and white are the colours of Anorin.
It's time you grew out of those superstitions, Brigid.
I've seen him before.
I lay on a calfskin in front of the fire, wrapped in swaddling. I have no words to describe what I see. Language is not yet mine to command. But I know my mother will never return. And I know I will never forget the face of the creature who took her. As night falls, we arrive on the beach by Harlech. Bran the Blessed is at feast with his people.
Come on! You call this a party?
He is big as a mountain.
Sends greetings.
I thank him for that. Who is this with you?
My companion is Brigid of Marlois.
You keep a woman as a page?
I'm not his page. I'm a poet.
My father fostered her and we grew up together.
Both are welcome. You must be hungry.
Some small repast would be most pleasing.
You want some grub, you mean?
It is a good choice to feast in the open air rather than within your hall on a fine night such as this.
This is my hall. The beach is my palace. The faces of the cliffs are my walls and the sky is my roof.
Each man must choose to live as he sees fit.
You think I choose to live this way? You seriously think anyone would choose to live like this?
Of course, my lord.
Have you noticed anything about me at all?
Such as?
When you arrived and saw me, did anything strike you? Anything stand out?
Well, I noticed that you are on the big side.
Someone always has to bring up my size.
In a fury, King Bran plucks a boulder the size of a horse from the foreshore at the foot of the cliffs and hurls it out to sea.
I can only apologise, my lord. I meant no offence.
Don't patronise me, you weasel.
But please, sire, put me down.
I will crush your bones.
A young woman is running barefoot down the beach.
No!
Long red hair aflame behind her.
Put him down! He's our guest!
Yeah, what she said?
Please, Bran! Don't embarrass yourself further!
You just got lucky. Stay out of my sight.
You all right?
I'm fine. Excuse me.
Yes?
Thank you for helping me. I thought he was going to squeeze the pips out of me.
He didn't mean any harm. His temper is his undoing. My brother can be quite sensitive.
Your brother? Are you Princess Bramwyn?
I am. And you are?
Pryderi ap Pwyll.
It's nice to meet you.
You're much smaller than your brother.
That would not be difficult.
And far more attractive.
Is this your wife?
My wife? Oh, God, no. No.
I'm Brigid, a poet.
A trainee poet.
A weaver of words. I look forward to hearing your songs. Do you know any about me?
Well, I...
She has not the mastery of her craft to do justice to your beauty. What's that?
Someone's sounding the alarm.
From the dark horizon, the sound of swords hammering on shields echoes across the water, like the cries of some unseen sea monster, snapping jaws upon a helpless prey.
Like Gripping Stories, escape into audio drama on BBC Sounds.